Okay, Rabosa, I'd like to do is a little more about what we started yesterday, Rashi and Tosfos, regarding this Chiddush in the Gemara of Isuri Hanah Derabanan Kidol Raisa Damya, which therefore means that you can do Bittul Chametz B'Shashishis in the same way that Midaraisa you can't do Bittul once you hit Chatzos because La B'Shusei Kaima. So the same halacha is on Isuri Hanah Derabanan. And the Gemara links that to the halacha Mekadesh Bechametz. The Gemara brings of Gidol Mekadesh Mishesho Salamala Chiti Kordanaisa in Choshen LeKedushin. What is the connection and what is the case over there? Rashi learns that we're talking about Shaos Derabanan Mishesho Salamala. Although at first glance sounds like we're talking after Chatzos, Rashi and Chaf Aleph makes it clear we have no alternative but to interpret it as referring to the sixth hour. The Chiti Kordanaisa, Rashi doesn't make a big fuss about. He says it's hard for the water to get in, but obviously the Chiddush is that we are suspecting that the water got in, and we assume the water got in. It's Safik Daraisa L'chumra, be it as it may, the Chametz that we have to consider occurred here is a Chametz Daraisa. And it's a straightforward connection as far as Sha'os Derabanan, that the Kedushin doesn't count. And this shows us the Yisod that even an Issa Hanadra Banan is called Ener Bishuso, so it is Gabi Bito. This is Rashi. According to Tosfos, the case of Avgidol Amarav is not about the Mekadesh during the sixth hour. The words Mishesho Somalatos is proved from earlier means after Chatzos, in which case, what is the Gemara bringing from there? The Gemara is bringing a raya that the case over there was a chametz derabanan because chita kordanaisa is the status of chametz nukshe, and chametz nukshe is not aser midoraisa because, and here we said because it's erev Pesach. The Rush explains further because the whole halacha that we're marba chametz nukshe is only during Pesach itself, but midrabanan we have the iser on erev Pesach. So we're talking after Chatzos, but we're talking about an Isser Hanah Derabanan because it's Chametz Nukshe, and we say that it's in Choshen LeKedushin. And therefore, we can extrapolate from that to the fact that Bittul will not work in the sixth hour because of the same reason, an Isser Hanah Derabanan would create an Eino Bershuso, just as we see by the Chametz Nukshe case, which is Isser Hanah Derabanan, that you can't be Mekadesh. This is how the sugya lays out according to Tosfos. Now, we began to present an approach to understanding the Gemara that why is Had Issa Nad Rabbanan a problem to consider the Eina B'Shusa, Gabi Bito, Gabi Kedushin? So the Yisod that we brought out from Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan Rassaman is that we could have thought, and this is going to be an indication in some Rishonim, but what we're trying to prove from Rashi and I think from Tosis as well is not that way. One could have thought that it has to do with the practicality of the fact that just as why is Issa Hanah Deoraisa considered Eina B'Shuso? Because you practically can't get Hanah from it and therefore it has no value. Therefore it's Eina B'Shuso. So even though the Issa Hanah is Rabbanan, but the bottom line practical inability to get Hanah is why it loses the status of Mammon, it's called Eina B'Shusa. However, we proved from Rashi, and we began yesterday to prove from Tosis that they had a different understanding. The proof from Rashi is because Rashi needs to explain further regarding Kedushin that she doesn't need a get. Even though Midoraisa, apparently she should be Mekudeshes, he gave her something of value, Midoraisa. So big deal, Midrabanan, it's Asa B'Hana. So Rashi needs to invoke the principle of Hefker based on Hefker, and if Kuina Rabbanu Kedushin Mine, Rashi sees them as connected. And that's why Midoraisa as well, we're covered that she doesn't need a get. Why did Rashi need that? Simple. If bottom line is that there's no Hana that's accessible from this Chametz, so obviously, there's no Kedushin Midaraisa either. Apparently, Rashi has a different understanding. And what did we prove from Rashi? That the reason why you consider something which is Asabanah to be Eino B'Shuso is not because of the practical inability to use it. Mitzad that, I would say it's considered to be still B'Shuso. But the very halacha that takes away the heter hana, the isser hana itself is what creates the status of Eina B'Shusa. That creates it like it would be offer. The isser hana makes it into offer, so to speak. So here is the yisod of the Gemara, that even isser hana d'rabbanan can also make it valueless, and therefore there's no kedushin, and therefore there's no bitul b'shah shishis. But Rashi is still bothered by a question. Even if you tell me that midrabbanan, the Chachamim say that this is considered to be valueless because of Issa Hanad Rabbanan, one could have thought that Issa Hanad Rabbanan don't do that. They don't create that devaluation. It's just Stamin Issa Hanad. It's not nothing to do with creating offer in the abject. But that's the Kamash Malan, that no, Issa Hanad Rabbanan is also Chal in the Chefza, Ke'igu, there'll be a poison, a ke'igu that the chepet is ruined. But all of that is only on a drabanan plane. Says Rashi, midaraisa, it has value. Midaraisa, it's not broken. Midaraisa, it's not chal and issa hana. So therefore, why is there no need for a get? So Rashi brings it in Nevafkin. One could have thought that the fact that asana midrabanan, so that has impact midaraisa too. That would be the possibility raised in the Pri Chadash, who brings from the Shir Knesset Agdola the suffix that maybe bittul in the sixth hour would not even help you for the Baal Yera Midoraisa. Why not? Because the fact that it's devalued Midrabanan, Mimela, even Midoraisa is considered to be nothing. From Rashi, it would seem otherwise. From Rashi, it would seem that you need to come out to Afkinu by Kedushin. So too, when it comes to Bittul, the Bittul would still be Chamido Raisa. All this is Chazara from the last 2 days with regard to Rashi. What we began to prove yesterday is from Tosis as well, we can be Medayek that the Pshat in the Gemara, that Issa Anam Drabanan is also Kido Raisa Damya, that you can't be Mevatel in the sixth hour, Chametz, is not because, practically speaking, you can't get hana, but because of this new yisod that Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan mentioned, that the Issa Hana itself creates a status of the chefza to be devalued, and that's the Eina B'Shusa. Why? Because we see in Tosis what emerges is that there are gradations, there are distinctions between some cases where Mekadesh B'Issa Hana would be Eina Mekudeshes, like Rav Gidl said. But some types of Issur Hana D'Rabbanan would be different. Now, where do we enter into that issue? Because remember, Tosus Pshat was that the case of Rav Gidl Amarav was Sha'os Da'oraisa, Mishay Sha'os Umal means after Chatzos, which technically would be when Issur Chametz is Chalmi D'Oraisa, but the Chametz was D'Rabbanan. And that's where Eina Mekudeshes. Why did he pick that case? Why didn't he even speak about the actual sixth hour? So take the same case, plug it in, Chametz Nukshe, Chitid Kordonaisa in hour six. And this is a bigger discussion. What would be then? Would the halacha be the same of Eina Mekudeshes, or would you say Vade Mekudeshes, or possibly Choshishin LeKedushin? There could be some nuances of differences between Tosis and Chulin versus Tosis and Kedushin. Went to that yesterday by one of the Talmidim. But one thing is clear, that Tosis holds something would change if you moved it to the sixth hour. Now, what would be different? Why would that be different? So one way to explain it is simply to use the terminology Kivege used in his language, that there are two Durabanans. Now, Rabbi Kiv Eger, when he said that he had a problem, parenthetically, which we mentioned quickly yesterday, and that is that maybe the reason why, if you move the Chametz Nuksha up an hour and you gave it to Ahar, the Chametz Nuksha in the sixth hour, maybe it would be Mekudeshes for the simple reason that there's no Gzeira at all of Chametz Nuksha, there's no Issa Durabanan whatsoever in the sixth hour. Because the only time the Chachamim made the extra Isser on hour six is only by Chametz Gamur. Because then we have, once an hour later comes, then you have the Isser D'Oraisa, the Chametz Nuksha, which anyway doesn't become Asa Midoraisa till the nighttime. So maybe there was no point in making the Isser in hour six. But apparently we see in Tosis not that way. And the Rosh and the Rishonim, that once the gzera was made on hour six, the gzera was made on all chametz, even chametz nukse. So what is the difference? That if you took the chametz nukse and gave it for kedushin in hour number six, that it would be different and would be kedushin, either vaday or a possible kedushin, but there'd be a get required. Why? So the Kibbeger's language is two drabbanans. So then already we're not gonna negate the kedusha. Now that language, okay. So I don't know exactly. You want to leave it at that? Leave it at that. In other words, two drabbanans may be what is different, but you see that the yisod is something different. It's not so much two drabbanans versus one drabbanan, because Tosus explains based on that distinction. That would come out according to Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat in Rav Gidol Amarav, that the case of Mikadim Sheshalos Umala is Sha'os Doraisa Chametz Drabanan. And therefore, if it would have been Chametz Drabanan and Sha'os Drabanan, hour six, then it would be Mikudeshes. Tosis uses that to explain Pshat in the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches, where the Gemara seems to suggest that if you would hold that chulin shenishchatu ba'azara is not mid'oraisa, it's only asa mid'rabanan, then the din would be mikudeshes. If someone would give this to a woman for kedushin, she'd be mikudeshes because it's only asa mid'rabanan. And Tosus wonders, how could that be? We see in our Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin that an isa nad'rabanan is same as de'oraisa, and that's the halacha of Ein Choshen LeKedushin. So how could the Gemara imply otherwise? And Tosus uses Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara to explain it. And Tosus draws a connection between Chuech and Ishchetu Ba'azara, Drabanan, and Chametz Drabanan B'Shos Drabanan. In other words, not all Isurei Hanad Drabanan are created equal. There are cases of Isur no Drabanan that would mean Ein Choshen Kedushin, like Rav Gidol Merav spoke about, and what would have applications for the Din of Bittul. But there's also cases of Isur no Drabanan that would be Kedushin. And that would be why Chuvash Nesha Bazara would be akin to Mekadesh B'Shashishis with Chametz Nukse. So what's the Shaychis? Over there, it's two drabbanans. Here, it's only one drabbanan. So Tosus himself didn't explain exactly why he was comparing it, but in the Rush and others shown him, we see the Nakuda, and also how it plays out in Shulchan Aruch as well. We mentioned this. In Tosus the Rush, which you have, and it's also found in the Rush himself, in the Sugya and Kedushin Perek Sheni, what he says is the difference between when Isanad Rabbanan will mean Ein Choshen LeKedushin, and when Isanad Rabbanan would in fact still be Mikudeshes, is depending on whether the Isur Hana Drabanan has, quote, Ikro de Oraisa. Is it Ikro de Oraisa, or is it totally no Shaychis to a de Oraisa? How associated is this Isanad Rabbanan to a de Oraisa? To the extent that there's a connection, there's an association, then kidoraisa damya, then there's no kedushin. But if this hanad derabanan has no association with the doraisa, it's not equal doraisa, then in fact mikudeshes, then you won't say kidoraisa damya. That's the formulation of the various rishonim. Lashon of the Tosus HaRash. We're going to see again the key words. Yesh dvarim shechmiru chachamim b'isuri anadid hu she'eni shemitzkadeshes, like the case in Pesachim. But over there too, hasam nami pa'amim shemitzkadeshes, kigon chametz drabanan v'sholos drabanan, kemoshim farsh rabbeinu tam. And what's the difference? I don't see the exact words I'm looking for in the Tosfos HaRosh, but let me get it.
Also, it's mentioned in the Ramban if Rebbe's looking.
Okay, let's go below. I'll find the Rosh. The Rosh does say it, but let's go in the Ramban. Good. The Ramban says, the Efser, here it is. Very good. Thank you. The Shiny Issachanets, Shiesu Iker Batora. Avachun Shinishkatu Bazara. Lamandam Rav Doraisa Kim Shelan Iker BaTorah. Then it would be the Imutam Lugamri, even our Sumi Devrei, and then Mekudeshes. As I mentioned in the Rush in Kedushin, I think you do have that language that I was looking for as well. It's in the Rush Kedushin Perek Sheni Simin. It should be Simin Lamid Aleph. Yes, Simin Lamid Aleph, which discusses the Inyan of Isuri Hanah by Kedushin. And he quotes the Gemara also in Pesachim Dav Zayin. Yesh lechalek. I'm reading the Lashon HaRosh in Simen Lamed Aleph and Perek Beis of Kedushin. Piskei HaRosh. Yesh lechalek. Yishem dechaneitz bePesach. Ikro midoraisa. Again, same Lashon that you just quoted me from the Ramban. Avachosh yesh lo bazara urav Shimon kol isura midrabana. The Hasanami Pam Mikudeshes, Kmosha Pish Rabbeinu Tam, Shashishis, and Chomet Strabanan. What I see from here, and this is also what is Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch, interesting. In Simon Chaf Ches, in Evan Ezer, Siv Chaf Aleph, Lashon HaMachaber, working off of the Torah, I'm guessing, HaMakadesh B'Isurei Hanah D'Rabanan Legamrei, She'en lo ikar bida oraisa mikudeshes. You hear what he's saying? If it's isura nad rabbanon legamrei, there's no ikar bida oraisa mikudeshes. The in the chametz doraisa shows rabbanon, the chametz rabbanon shows doraisa. Then he gets into the question that we see another. He showed him something mikudeshes. The in the isura doraisa legamrei. Then again, the issues of something mikudeshes we'll have to get to other rishonim. But anyway. He says, if it's engo ikar midoraisa, then the mikudeshes. Now, what's the idea? What's the pshat? L'chora, if we were to understand the sugya in light of the approach that we'll soon mention again, the Ritva is mashma this way, that it's simply a function of the inability to get hana. And the inability to get hana is why it loses the shame mammon, it's not called b'shusa. All that matters is the practical bottom line. So why should there be any difference between an Isra Hana that's Ikro B'Doraisa or an Isra Hana that has no Sheches to Doraisa? What we're trying to see in Tosis is that Chuan Shenishchatu Bazara Lemanda Amar that it's Lav Doraisa, so then, in fact, it's not called Ener B'Shusa. And Tosfos compares it to Chametz Drabanan, Bishad Drabanan, which has no Sheiches to a Doraisa. That's what the difference is. Not two Drabanans versus one Drabanan, but whether there's something in the context of a situation that you can associate with a Doraisa, be it the Chametz, be it the timing. So what's the difference? If it has to do with the bottom line, you can't get enough. So it's in a Bishus, so what's the difference? And therefore, if you're going to learn Pshat, in the sugya that Isa Nadra Banan is considered in a b'shusa because of the practical inability to get hana, you're going to have to reinterpret the sugya in Kedushin. And this is what some Rishonim do. If you go back to the Ramban and the Ran in that sugya, the Gemara doesn't mean what we said. The Gemara doesn't mean to machal between Isa Nadra Banan that's ikudoraisa versus enikudoraisa. The Gemara means different ideas. The Gemara could mean that if Chuan Shenishchatu Bazar Lav Doraisa, maybe it's not Asher B'Hana at all. That's what one of the Rishonim says. New ways to learn the Gemara. Because after all, if there's an Issa Hanad Rabbanan, then all Issa Hanad Rabban are created equal. And the same halacha should be true that there's no Kedushin. So you're going to have to reinterpret that sugya. But if you're going to go up the down the road that we're seeing here in Tosis and the Rush, and the Shulchan Aruch as it comes out, the halacha, that there is a fundamental difference between the nature of the Issa Drabanans. If it's Ikud Doraisa, then Eina Mekudeshes, it's Eina B'Shuso. And if it's not Ikud Doraisa, then it would in fact be Mekudeshes. What's the difference? Practically, either way, you can't get Hana. So it must show us that the practical inability to get ana is not the reason why it's ena b'shusa. That alone is not a reason why it can't be mekadesh. Rather, it's the very halacha of isur ana that stamps the chetza with the status of being afar, of lacking any status, and mela removing it from being in your resus. It's the very halacha itself, be it doraisa, be it derabanan. But here already, we can see a difference. Because why did we originally have a question about why an isana derabanan would not create ena b'shusa? So Rav Shimon explained, because an isana doraisa, that's chal on the chefza, that devalues it, that makes it ka'afar. But maybe Yisrael Rabbanan are not really doing that. They don't speak to the Chefza. So it doesn't create the negation of the status. It doesn't make it Asaba. It doesn't make it Ena B'shuso. Kamash Malan says to Sugya, no, even Yisrael Rabbanan can do that as well. But here we have what Tosis would be saying is a distinction. When does an Yisrael Rabbanan create that devaluing and make the chayfetz because it is ana, it's chal in the chayfetz that it loses its status of chashivas and therefore it's ena b'shusa. When? If it's ana drabanan has associations if it's equal doraisa. So if it's chametz doraisa b'shah drabanan, whereas Tosis would have it in the case over here, if it's a chametz drabanan b'shah doraisa, that's when it loses it's shame, mammon, it's ena b'shusa. Masha enkein, if it's chametz drabanan, b'shad drabanan, if it's chun shenishchetu ba'azara, as no sheiches to nisa doraisa, there, the isra ana itself takes on a different form. It doesn't make the chayfetz devalued. Then we understand the basis of Tosfos' distinction. But we're right to understand the issue in a different light. It has to do with stam the practical inability, so there's no basis for such a distinction. I think this is, again, another raya that this is a different way of understanding the Yisod in our Gemara. And interesting, just to mention Derech Agav on this issue, it's a very interesting question. Issa hanad rabbanan that has no ikar midoraisa, so the Shulchan Aruch says mikudeshes. So it's interesting, if you look at the Nosei Kalim, so some of them actually wonder, I think it's the Beis Shmuel here on the side. He says, I understand. You can't get enough from it. What should be the difference? Just because it's not Ika Doraisa. He doesn't hear why there should be a difference. L'maisa, there's no ability to get Hana. So that means he's going from the other angle. How the Rambam paskins on this is also interesting. Nagin Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah wonder, both have different perspectives on what does the Rambam hold on this question. Regarding Isra Hana Drabanan She'en Lo Ikar Midoraisa. The Rambam says in Perek Hay of Hilchas Ishus, HaMekadesh B'davar Shal Aser B'Hana Kigon Chametz B'Pesach O Basar B'Chalav B'Kayotzi B'Hen Mishari Suri Hana Eina Mekudeshe. So that's a classic Isra Hana Doraisa. The Rambam continues, Va'afilu haya aser b'hana midivrehem, kigon chametz b'shah shishis miyom arba aser ena mekudeshes. Even what's aser b'hana midivrehem, kigon chametz b'shah shishis miyom arba aser. So what does the Rambam mean when he says, even isa nadra midivrehem, kigon chametz b'shah shishis? Does he mean to medayik that only chametz gamur B'shos drabanan? Or would it, what would the Rambam hold if it would be chametz drabanan b'shos drabanan? What would it be if it would be chun shenishchetu ba'azara, if it would be lav doraisa? So if you look in the Magid Mishnah on this Rambam, Perkei Elcha Aleph, he brings the marker for the Rambam, fil asim b'divreim is psachim daf zayin, and daf chafal from the base, right? And he says, but I, we have the sugya in Kedushin and Ches. So he says, Kvar tirtzalam mefarshim ha-sugya b'aychuin shenishchetu ba'azara shenirash yikashal zeh v'chein hiskim ha-ramban. Yeah, so he brings the discussion. So the Kesef Mishnah is medayik from the Magid Mishnah. Midivya Magid Mishnah nireh that it would seem that he's learning Pshat in the Rambam, that L'das HaRabbeinu B'cho Yisuri HaNami Divreim in Mekudeshes Afil Ein Behem Shum Tzado Raisa. Ki'ilu, like he's saying, it's all the same. The Rambam's not distinguishing. And the Sugi in Kedushin will figure out an answer for, like the other Rishonim say. Yeah, because maybe the Gemara means that it's not going to be even Aser B'Hanah at all. If it's Medivreim, whatever it is, he's saying the Rambam is not Mechalek. The Ein nearly came. Because then the Rambam should have said, why does he have to give an example of chametz b'shas shishis? So he says, dafka, he says, because it's an isad rabbanan ki hai, that's chametz d'oraisa and shos rabbanan. And so to the reverse, if it will be shos d'oraisa and chametz rabbanan. But the Rambam would hold, says the Kesef Mishnah, that if you have the quote-unquote two drabanans, if it will be chametz drabanan, shos drabanan, choshesh and likedushin. So he wants to say the Rambam would hold it be different if it will be two drabanans. So this is the kesef mishnah bedasa Rambam. So it's not clear for sure what the Rambam shita is. Now, yes, questions.
I wanted to know from Rabbi when we discussed that there's this chiluk between the Iker Min HaTorah, that there's some apostle that's coming from the Torah, or not apostle, sorry, the one thing is like rooted in the Torah. How does that play into how Tosos and Chulin, and how we keep seeing all over the place about this, there being, if it's two Darabonans, then it's not going to work, but if it's one Darabon and one Daraisa, I know Rabbi mentioned it's not about counting them, but it almost seems like we keep mentioning that over and over again.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the loose ends, like you mentioned Tosos and Chulin. There are Shinuyim between Tosus Chulin and Mashal and Tosus in Kedushin. Let me mention it. It was pointed out to me yesterday in Seder as well. Tosus and Chulin also makes a distinction between what would be if it would be Chametz Nuksha and Shashishis. But here, what Tosus ends up saying is not that it would be a Vaday Kedushin, but it wouldn't be in Choshen Kedushin. It would be something in between. In other words, we really have three Shitas on this question. Tosus seems to say that if you'd have Shos drabanan, chametz drabanan, then choshesin lekedushin. But nevertheless, what does it mean choshesin lekedushin? Maybe yes, but maybe not. So nafkamina would be that if someone else would give her a kesef kedushin, she'd need a get from both. It would be possibly kedushin that she needs a get from this person, but she'd also need a get from the second person. This is Tosis and Chulin. However, the mashmos of the Tosus and Kedushin was that if it will be Shos Drabanan and Chametz Drabanan, then it will be Mekudeshes Bevadai. And therefore, the second person is Mekadeshar, there's no need for a get from the second person. So that's important to notice. So it comes out, you really have three possible shitas on this question. You could say that there's no nafkamina, it's always going to be Ein Choshen Kedushin. Whether it's equal d'oraisa, ein equal d'oraisa, whether it's one drabbanan, two drabbanans, it would all be the same halacha of ein choshen kedushin. Pashtus, if you understand the yesod of the Gemara, that it's a function of the practical inability to be nana, that would seem to be what should follow. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to have a problem from the Tosef Beinu Peretz in just a second, but that's what seemed to me logically. However, there's two other possibilities. We could say choshen lekedushin. What Tosis and Chulin is saying is choshen only means that it could be that it's mekudeshes, but it could be not, and therefore nafkamina is if there's another person who's mekadesh, she'd also need to get from him. But it could also be that zvada mekudeshes in the case of shashishes chametz nuksha, and then she would need to get from the second person. That would be one interesting thing. Now, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Arishonim that clearly seem to go with the other Mahalach. Maybe leave Rabbeinu Peretz for a second. Let me speak out the Ritva. The Ritva, for example, seems to learn that the Yisod of our Gemara has to do with the practical inability to have Hanah. And therefore, it has no value, and therefore it's in a b'shusa. So we said the Ritva over here, the Ritva in Kedushin, the Ritva makes the clear distinction between, for example, the case like in our Gemara, where the item is Asur Hanah D'Rabbanan, and a case where the Edim are P'sulin D'Rabbanan. right? If the Edom are psulin derabanan, that would not mean in choshen lekedushin as long as the Edom are kasha midoraisa. But then it's also Ritva that I think I gave you in Yuma, Ayin Dalit, and that has to do with the Gemara discussing when you have an Isser Shavua, whether it's Chal on, the halach is, if something is already Usser, then the Shavua is not Chal on that. What if it is an Isser Anad, an Isser Drabanan, would the Shavua take effect? So in that connection, the Gemara says, it starts over the Sugya of Chatzi Shir, Asa Min HaTorah, or maybe not Asa Min HaTorah, but maybe the Asa Drabanan, and then that's Vishlakish, that's Asa Drabanan, and in that connection, the Gemara says that if something is Asa Banad, something is Asa Midrabanan and Muta Midoraisa, would, so the Gemara is discussing, let's say, Karban Shvua, Shvua Sa'edus. The Gemara has the following case. If a person, two Eidim, know some Eidus that could help a person demotzi mamon, and they deny that they know the Eidus and they swear to that effect, that's the halacha that they have to bring a carbon over Yored if they swore falsely. It's called Shvua Sa'edus. The shaila is, what type of situation are we discussing in Shvua Sa'edus? It has to be Eidus that could help the person in Beis Din. So, let's say these Edim are Pasad Rabbanan. So the Gemara brings that case and says that you see that by Shvua Sa'edus, if the Psul of the Edim is Drabbanan, then there's no Chiv of Karban Shvua, Shvua Sa'edus. And one wants to compare that to the issue of, let's say, Shvua's Bitui. When you take a Shvua on something which is Aser, but not Midoraisa or Midrabbanan. So in that Shaka V'tari, the Gemara gives the answer that's not a comparison. Why? Because over there, the issue of Shvua Sa'edus is a function of the Pasuk Im Lo Yagid V'Nasa Avono. And here, it's considered Lo Yagid. He's not a Bar Haggadah anyway. Im Lo Yagid means that he could say Edus and the Edus would be accepted. But here, Im Lo Yagid, Hai La Bar Haggadah Hu Klal. Because Midrabanan, they can't say Edus, they're not a Bar Haggadah. That's the Gemara. So the Ritva comments on that Gemara that what you see in the Xeris Akasav is that the only time there's a din of Karban Shvua, Shvua Sa'edus, is if the Haggadah would practically help you. So the fact that you're not Pasul the Oraisa doesn't change the fact that on the bottom line, your Edus would not accomplish to help the person extract money from his defendant. Because L'maisa, your Edus would not be accepted and based in. Why? Because of the Psul D'Rabbanan. But that's not going to matter. The bottom line is, the standard the Torah sets up is Im Lo Yagid. So Gzeiras HaKasuv, says the Ritva, the Kol D'Lo Mahanya HaGadah, so Lo Mechayev. So long as your HaGadah's Edus would not practically allow the person to be motzi mamon and Beis Din, then there's no consequences for denying that you have Edus and taking a Shvua, because L'maisa, your Edus would not be moel. So therefore, Loshna D'Oraisa, Loshna D'Rabbana. So in that context, Rabosai, that the Ritva is Masbir, the Gemara, and Yuma. The Gemara could be beautiful, could explain it, but you could stop right there and say, okay, Im Lo Yagid, so therefore, loshna psul edus d'oraisa loshna drabanan, you're not going to have a chiyu because l'maisa, your edus would not be moed. But the Ritva gratuitously compares it to our sugya. Udikavasa, what I see over here, the yesod in the Gemara Yuma, that as long as your haggadah is not moel, doesn't matter to me why it's not moel, because the raisa you're postulated with Rabban you're postulated, the maisa your agada is not going to accomplish. So the kavasa b'mekadesh b'isur anad Rabbanon ena mekudesh es klal. Why? The chiyikach b'shal b'pruta amrachmana. Because what you need for chiyikach, which is kedushin, is you need a shal b'pruta. And you don't have a shal b'pruta. So what does the Ritva mean? It seems that the Ritva is saying that what matters in the bottom line of a Kiddushin is you have to give a Shavat Pruta. It's not a Shavat Pruta. Why not? I mean, the right, it's a Shavat Pruta. No, it's Asabai Namid Rabbanan. So it's not a Samaputa. The same way, if you're going to go to Beis Din, they won't accept your Eidus. Why? Because you're Pasad Rabbanan. But they won't accept your Eidus. So you're not. It's not Imlo Yagid. So it's not Imlo Yagid. What does it matter why you're not going to accept your Eidus? That's hypothetical. Lamaisa. It's not Eidus. Not going to be accepted. It's not going to be. So it's not a Pruta. It means you're not going to get a buyer on this. No one's going to buy this. No one's going to give you money for it. It doesn't have value because it's Asabana, Midrabanan. Doesn't matter why it's Asabana. That's what the Rav seems to mean. And the Rabbeinu Peretz says it in those same words. The Rabbeinu Peretz in our Sugya, when he begins to explain the Rav Gidol Amarav, he says, how could there be no Kedushin? How does it work that there's no Kedushin? Kevan Drabbanan Asru Osa, since the Chachamim forbade it, Ein Osa Vekum. Okay. The Imkain Mida Oraisa Ein Amikudeses, the Beinan Shave Kesef Veleka. Because I need Shave Kesef. Why don't I have Shave Kesef? Chada the Asru Lamochro. You're not allowed to sell it because you can't sell it. So practically, you can't sell it. Who's going to want to buy? Who's going to buy it? The imkain midoraisa ena mekudeshes to beina shavu kesef v'leka chada de asa l'malchro v'ol de lo yimtza adam shikneu. So what I see in the Rabbeinu Peretz in very strong language is that he's going with the approach that the problem in the kedushin of ein choshen kedushin, that it's nothing, is because of the bottom line, the fact that there's no, you did not give a Shavu Kesef. The fact that it's us ben adraban and it's just a Hechet Timtza to explain why it's not going to net you any money. If it's not going to net you any money, if you can't do anything with it, you can't sell it, you can't do anything, it's usher to sell. So lemaisa, it's an abishusa. Sounds like that's the Nakuda. The only problem I have, I don't have an answer to this, but l'chaira, if our logic was correct, then something doesn't line up in Rabbeinu Peretz. Because Lamaisa, Rabbeinu Peretz himself, in the Hemshach, in the continuation of that piece, does seem to make the distinction between chametz that's sha'os d'oraisa and chametz rabbanan, and sha'os d'rabban chametz rabbanan. And the way that we were learning up, l'chayra, that should not make a difference. That only works within the other approach. So I don't know what to make of Rabbeinu Peretz. I leave that as a tzarech iyun. You read yourself Rabbeinu Peretz further on, because he learns al derech Rabbeinu Tam, and it seems to suggest that chiluk would hold. Don't know. It sounds like he's going with Rabbeinu Tam. It would come out that you have to follow Rabbeinu Tam's to the conclusion. I mean, otherwise, why did he speak about only shows d'oraisa? Sounds like shows d'rabbanan would be different, but the way that he started out, I don't know why that should matter. Two d'rabbanans, one d'rabbanan, enik or d'oraisa. So I don't know. What I do see in the beginning of Rabbeinu Peretz is clearly the echo of the other mahalach. I just want to mention one nekuda, and this came up at the end of Shir. Barak Noam asked me yesterday, and I dismissed it, but I apologize because there is a makor for what you said. So, you know, I think you and your chavrusa came up with this idea. So far in our sugya, we haven't seen it anywhere, but in Svara, and then I'll tell you where maybe there is a makor for it. Maybe there's another inyan that you can bring in to the mix regarding the application of Kedushin to Bittel. And then after this, I have one other nekuda to bring in as well, which is just to close the circle. Namely, what Barak Noam asked me was as follows. Rashi mentions the words hefker based in hefker, correct? Now, Rashi is mentioning it as part of his framework of afkeinu rabbanan, which is really not our sugya per se, but Rashi also elsewhere as well, when the Gemara mentions afkeinu, Rashi often throws in hefker based in hefker, that somehow the way that afkeinu works has to also include the element that, what about the kesef that was given over? So that doesn't make kedushin because the chachamim can view that as, you know, anyone's money can go to anyone anyway, so therefore that's no kedushin. That's how they they do have kinu, they bring in hefker based in hefker. Why exactly in the connection? That's not our topic. But Rashi brings it in for that. But what I think one could perhaps argue is that you were timing yesterday, is that maybe the solution to understanding why bittul doesn't work in the sixth hour when it's asa midrabanan and we can say in a bishuso, maybe that itself is rooted in hefka based in hefka. That's what you brought, wanted to tie in, correct? So I found there's a Shumas Harazba. He doesn't say that as the only possibility, but he mentions it as a possibility. It's in Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, Kuf Samach Vav. You can look it up, or I can send it to you if you'd like. So he has a discussion. He starts off with the case of Gerishin B'Psule Eidus, a get B'Psule Eidus. And in the middle of his long arichas here, he says, Umashe Eves, the question is, would that, what would be the implications of a situation of a get with Eidim that are Pasud Rabbanan? So in the middle of his response, Umashe Evesa Raya Midrav Gidl, which is our Gemara, the Amar HaMekadish B'Chametz, Misheisho Solomala Ein Choshen L'Kiddushin, Ein Araya. That has no shachas to our discussion. Why? He says the following words. I mean, you said it for Bittul, but let's stick with Kiddushin now. The Hasam Kosh Asruhu Rabbanan Bahana'a, when the Chachamim asserted this Bahana'a, Harehu Hefker, Uki'ilu Kidesh Bin Mamon She'eno Shelo, Sha'arei Yesh Koach B'yad Chachamim Min HaTorah Lafkia Mamon. And he goes on with Hefker based in Hefker. V'od Kol Mad Mekadesh Adaita Derban Mekadesh. That's a V'od. So he's not saying the two as a unit, like Rashi. Rashi starts with Kol De Mekadesh and adds within that Hefker based in Hefker. What I see in the Rashba is two separate Svaros that explain why Ein Choshen LeKiddushin. The first thing he says is, you know why Ein Choshen LeKiddushin? Because Hefker based in Hefker, Ki'ilu Kidesh B'mamon She'ena Shelo. That means that alone is why Eina Mekudeshes. No, if that's what it means, then what's the connection to Bittul? I mean, if the Rashba is entertaining the Yisod of our Gemara, of Ein Choshen LeKiddushin, it's now not either of the approaches that we started with. It's not the practical inability to be Nena, that therefore it's not Mamon, that's the Tosfos Amil Peretz's Lashon and the Ritva. It's not the Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan that it's considered like Afra. It's not that. It's a third possibility. He's saying, Ein Choshen LeKiddushin, we had a kasha. If it's Afkinu, then what does it have to do with Bittul? If Rashi says Afkinu, we gave a pshat. But now the Rashba starts by saying it's because of Hefka based in Hefka. What does it have to do with Bittul? So I began to glean from the Rashba, perhaps what you were timing, that the Rashba would have learned our Gemara, that the Chachamim's koach of Hefka based in Hefka is exactly why, both by Kiddushin and by Chametz, there won't be Bittul and there won't be Kiddushin. Because of Hefka based in Hefka, the Chachamim can be motzi from your Rishus. That's what they did with Yisrael. No, they were so I think you have a mocker in the one line of the Rashba in the Tshuva here. So it comes there, it's a whole new possibility. I'm just bringing it in after the fact that we went through everything. It could be it's a new Svara that could carry over from Kiddushin to Bittul Chametz. Yes, Avi, Rafi, yes.
Yeah. If you would say like that, then you would say that you would be able to say the other side in the Pre-Chadash then?
Interesting. Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if there's Hefka based in Hefka, it's not your mammon. It's not in your possession. No chora, then you shouldn't have bittul at all, even midoraisa. It could be. It's not your reshus. It's interesting, but that's what I saw in the one on the Rashba. I want to say one more inyan, and then we'll have to see if we have time to start on the next piece of Gemara, because what I would like to do is really finish the next piece of Gemara with Rabbeinu David, and then go back to the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, which is its own, and Rav Shimon, which is its own separate inyan that we'll get to.
Ready?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I just ask a question on the Rishpa that we did?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Is Rebbe making the comparison that is like the person was over there abundant with regards to the Edis, and then and it won't be Chayv, and so too with regards to their abundant by the Chametz? How does that comparison mean?
Let me clarify the Ritva again. You have to look at the Gemara. I said it very quickly. Basically, what the Gemara says here in Yuma is as follows, that you can't compare a person making a shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui is a shvua not to do something, not to eat something, and whether it's chal on a something which you already usher, but not the rice with the rabbanan, that would not be comparable to a situation of carbon shvua, shvuas ha'edus. That's a special din of olav yored, a carbon that you bring. If you tell a person that you don't have edus, that's going to help them to get money in Beis Din. And really you lied and you do have that edus, and then you later on you emode that you lied, and it turns out you were said shvek, and then you have to be in carbon oviyorid. So that din of carbon shvua, shvuasa edus, is only if your edus would in fact be successful on person's behalf that he could be motzi mamu. So the Gemara brings a case where you are pasul edus with rabbanan. And even though you're only pasul rabbanan, that's enough to say that there's no consequences of carbon shvua because you're pasud rabbanon, so you're not a good aid. The Gemara wanted that to compare it to the case of a regular shvua. The Gemara says it's not comparable. Why? Because here, the halacha of carbon shvua is based on imlo yagid v'nasa avono. So it's a function of whether you could, in fact, say the edus, and the edus would, in fact, work. And therefore, as long as you're pasud rabbanon and the edus wouldn't work, there's no status, there's no consequences of carbon shvua of all the yored. So the Ritva explains it and compares that to our sugya. And the Ritva starts by saying over there, I don't care why you pasul edus. All I care about is that if you said their edus, the person would not be able to extract the money in Beis Din based on your edus. Why not? Because you're not accepted as an ed midrabanan. But the fact that you're not accepted Rabbanan is not relevant, as long as the bottom line is the Torah says that if you're not going to be accepted as an aid, you're not going to be able to be successful to help the person get money, then there's no din of carbon shvua. So why wouldn't you be accepted as an aid? Because midrabbanan yapasul. But it's enough to say it doesn't fit the criteria of the Torah of Mlo Yagid. Says the Ritva, so to here, you need a pruta. And if it's asar and abadrabanan, it doesn't have a vowel of a pruta. Why is it asar and abadrabanan? Not midaraisa. But bottom line is, it's not worth a pruta because you can't get anah. You can't. Sounds like the Tosfos Rabbeinu parrots his words. You can't sell it. You can't do anything with it. So mimele, it doesn't have a value. So that seems to go with the approach that the bottom line is, you can't value it. You can't value it. It doesn't have value because you can't do anything with it. Clear? Yeah.
Question. Does Hefker Bis and Hefker remove your bilus from the item as well, or just takes out of your shoes?
So this is an old question. The two Makoros, that same Rashba has the beings to Gemaras and Gittin, how we learn out. Who's learning Hashaleach here? Anyone from the afternoon? Maybe you did it earlier in the year. So you have two Makoros in the Gemara, how you know Hefker Bis and Hefker. There's a lot of discussion. What does Hefker Bis do? Does it only take something out of your shoes? Can it even give it to somebody else? For sure, it could be motzi from your rishus. That's the words hefker based in hefker. So lechera, if the reason why you can't do bitu is because it's not shelo, so I think that this Rashba gives us another opening in the sugya that you can explain why the isa nadra banan, the sha'a drabanan of shashishis, it can be mevatel because it's in a shelo, because of the hefker based in hefker idea, based on just like we see by kedushin. I think it, otherwise, what's the Gemara bringing right from Kedushin? There it's a Hefka based on the Hefka. What's the Sheikh's to Bittel? So I think, again, I'm tentatively suggesting that maybe there, what you said, Baruch Nam, has a Mahalach in the Rashba. But I have another question to leave you with. And that's the Tosis. And I gave you one or two Tosis in that have an interesting question. The Nogia Kedushin. Okay, we have the Mishnah Kedushin that lists many things that you will not have Kedushin Chal if you give it to the woman because you gave her Isuri Hana, right? That's the Mishnah Nun Vav Amud Beis in Kedushin, right? A whole bunch of things mentioned in the Mishnah, HaMekadesh, Ba'arla, B'Kilaya Kerem, B'sor ha'nisko be'egu arufa, and more things, petach hamor, basa v'chalav, chutz ha'nishlu ba'azara, eina mekudeses. So Tosis here, by the way, what's not mentioned, and what would you think from our sugya, what would you ask Akasha and the Mishnah? Tosis asks it. What does Mishnah omit in the list? Chametz. What's that mentioned? Chametz the Pesach. It dafka not mentioned. So Tosis gives the teretz because this Mishnah goes kishitas of Yossi Aglili, who holds Chametz the Pesach is muta banas. So the Mishnah doesn't mention Chametz. Okay. But Tosis has the following question. He asks that even Isuri Hanah, take Arla for example, this that you can't get Hanah from Arla is only, this is the sugya in a second parak too, kederech hana'aso. You can't get hana in a normal fashion. But shelo kederech hana'aso, the sugya in Chavdal and Bey is later in the second parak of Pesachim. So you see that Isuri hana are not usur b'hana shelo kederech. If it's not the normal way that you would get the hana from this item, there's no isur. It's only kederech hana'aso that something it's usur b'hana is usur. So he says, "And my enemy kudeshes hashari lehanos, right? Shelo kederech hana'as Tosis kasha." So Tosis has two possible answers, a couple of solutions to the kasha, right? He says you have to assume that the case is that the only way there'd be a shavu pruta in this item, if it would be a kederech hana'a, the shelo kederech hana'a wouldn't have a shavu pruta, and therefore it's not kedusha. Okay, technical answer. Another answer, he says, even if there would be Shabbat Putz Kederech Hanah, but she thinks that the item is given for the Hanah Kederech Hanah, and therefore that which does Hanah Shelo Kederech is a Mekach Tos. That's not what she's thinking. That's not what she's expecting. That's not her Das. Okay, so it can't be Mekudeshes. Okay, so Tosis got around the question. Yeah, Tosis and Abu Dazar also bring this issue up. I think it's on Daf Samach Beis. You'll see Tosis the same Kasha. I have a simple question now. Okay, so Tosis got around the issue by Kedushin. But our sugya uses Kedushin. Isra Nadra Banan is also Enema Kudeshes, right? En Choshim Kedushin. And brings a Rai from that to Bittul. Bittul B'Shar Shishis, right? Now, what is the Halacha Bittul? B'Shar Shishis is Drabanan. After Chatzos, it's Dorais, right? What does Rebbe Lazar say? It's eno, six, there are two things that are not b'shuso shel adam, and the Torah makes it in your reshus. So we have something that's chametz bePesach is one of those things that eno b'shuso shel adam. And the Gemara's machadesh that even b'shashishis is also called eno b'shuso shel adam. It's asa na b'drabanan. So now I have a question in Havana. Let's plug in Tosis Kasha by Kedushin to chametz bePesach, chametz on Erev Pesach. Why is chametz eino b'shuso shel adam? Because it's asa b'hana. That's the simple pshat, right? That's the partial pshat. Rashi Bava Kama Chavtes, leaving aside the base meir and all. And therefore, it's eino shelo, right? And the Gemara's machadish, even in shashishis, which is only drabanan, it's the same halacha, and therefore bitu doesn't work. But why doesn't bittul work? Because it's not shelo, and you need to be shelo to do bittul, right? It has to be shelo, b'shuso. But why is it in a b'shuso? Because asa b'hana. Yeah, but if you could be nene shelo kederech hana, so why is it in a b'shuso? Tosis gave technical tirutzim legabe kedushin, right? She, it's a mekach tos. She thinks it's the hana of the actual item, the kederech hana, or it's a case where there's no pruta in the shelo kederech. Okay, those are specific answers tailored for kedushin. But why can someone come with his kasha and ask a simple kasha in our gemara? Why is chametz considered to be in a b'shusa shel adam because it's asa b'hana? What happened to the fact that you could be nene shelo kederech? And if you could be Nesho Kederach, why is it Eina Shelo? I'm sure that this kasha must be raised by somebody. I've tried looking around a little bit. For now, I leave it as a question, and I have a thought, but Emma says we should try to find the kasha somewhere. And Adirabba, if you can find it and let me know, I'd appreciate it. But I was thinking, why couldn't you argue that the fact that she'd be kinena shelo kederech, the same with Tosa has a kasha by kedushin, should say that it's possible to do bittul. It's still yours. It's still Bershusa. What I think this points to is that when it comes to the Eina Bishuso Lugabe Bitu Chametz, it's different than the issue by Hana that you could receive indirectly Gabi Kedushin. In other words, the Kasha is only a Kasha by Kedushin. Because there, as long as I gave her something that some Hana could come out of it in some way of a Pruta, so, and if she would think that that's what I'm being Mekadosh with, it wouldn't be a Mekach Tos, that would be Kedushin. The Tosis had a kasha and had to give Tirutzin. When it comes to the Eina Bishuso Gabi Bittul, as long as the Iker Hana of this item is not available to you, especially if we learn that it's stamped as negated by the Pshat of Shimon because of the Issa Hana, so the fact that there could be some Hana that you could get Shelo Kederach is not going to be enough to make it Bishuso. This befrat, according to the pshat, it's about a practical inability. It's a little bit harder to say this what I'm saying now. So let's keep it simpler. Let's go with the mahalach that the Yisra Noah stamps it as being afra b'alma. If that's true, then even though there could be some hana indirect, which is not the ikar shimush of the item that it's all made for, it's still called inabishuso, and therefore you can't be mevatalit. Kedushin is different because as long as I gave her something that has some efsharut, some possibility in some form or other, then that's the pruta I gave her. That hana of that pruta from this item. Mashenken in the absolute sense. It could be that from Eina Bishuso of Chametz, a bittul, you can't do bittul on an item that is already negated by virtue of its function. By definition, that's its main function. That's the kederech. I think that has to be the basic approach to try to navigate this question. Again, but I leave the details a little bit more to be fleshed out. Yeah. Baruch Noah. Yeah.
I don't think this is like a complete answer, but could we suggest that something to do with the fact that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, or is that a reason to say push back even farther?
I don't know because Kiddushin is a mitzvah. I think because there it has to do with you gave her a prutas hana. You can give all kinds of things. You can have situations with not even a chayfetz, and it's considered to be a hana. She could give you the kesef, and if you're not a mchashuv, that's called you gave her hana. So therefore, there, as long as there's some indirect hana in the chayfetz that she could extract, that's enough to create chalos kedushin. Whereas over here, we're talking about the object be'etzen, and if the object be'etzen has a main function, which is now usher, so therefore the object is called Eina Bishuso. Okay, let's just, yeah.
Isn't what Rebbe just said, though, also going to be a kasha then on the true Sarashba? Because he's holding that since it's Metzias, there's no Hana, you can't do anything with it. But we just said the Metzias is you could do it, just Kilo Shalom B'derech Hana, like the normal way of doing it.
Shumas HaRashba, I brought in because of the language he uses of Hefka based in Hefka. That's all. That's what I wanted from that. What are you referring to, though, in that?
Wasn't Rebbe mentioning that it was the whole fact that there's no, you can't get enough from this because like nobody's going to take this from you. Nobody's going to do anything with you. Even though it's only Midarabanan makes the Daraisa also you can't. Yeah. Maybe I mean the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Peretz.
Oh, the Ritva and Peretz is what you mean.
Yeah. That's
they learned that the issue seems to be based on the fact that the practical inability. So right, that's why I was masking. As I said that it's a little bit harder to make the distinction I'm making within that mahalach. I think there could be still what to say, but I'll let you know about it. I agree. In other words, if it's about the practical impossibility, so if there is a possibility, so why is it lose its chashivos and a bishus? So I think you could still argue, even within that as long as the ikar tashmish is now usher to you, that also is enough to be considered in a bishus. So Ugabe chametz, ugabe bitl. But there, as long as you gave her something from this that she could get, that's enough to be considered affecting kedushin. I think you could probably fit it in there too.
Does the need to get a shalapruta by kedushin, does that have to mean that she can then, like, if we're saying that she can't use that shalapruta and therefore it doesn't mean anything, isn't there a gemara in kedushin that talks about getting being makadisha isha amanach lachzor, that if I give her something amanach lachzor, she can't use it practically, but it's Makadesh.
Yeah, interesting. I think there's an Avni Luyim that brings that case in the Nogea, the Ritva, but I have to check it out. In Chavches, and Avni Luyim, he brings that case in Tanasa Hachzir. I don't want to comment on it, but yeah, I hear.
I think that was brought also in the footnote from Rav Hanan.
Okay. All right, so here's what we'll do. It's already late. So what we'll do is, I'd like to do tomorrow the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara brings in a case where you could have l'chayra, you could have bittul even after this mana iser. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha from a braisa, and the Gemara is going to make an ukimta that's not what's going on there. It's really a case where it didn't yet become chametz. So we'll learn that up well. There's a bittul David that's kedai to look at the Gemara and Memtes that he quotes. I think I gave you the tour, the Sharetzion, whatever I gave you with it. We'll do that, and then I want to go back. There's a long Balamor and Muhammos and Iran that opens up the discussion of our sugya of the issue of chametz, bishashishis, and what do we hold? Do we hold like Rav Gidol Amarav? Do we not? What should this depend on? What about Rav Shimon? We've spoken outside about this. What is Rav Shimon's shita about Erev Pesach? He doesn't have an Isser Achila, and seemingly, or maybe he does, and why? And what about Isser Hanah? And if there's no Isser Hanah, so then would it be possible to mekadesh a woman on Erev Pesach with chametz? So again, this is all very interesting because this is the famous Balmor that we mentioned, that if a person wants to eat the chametz Erev Pesach, according to Rav Shimon, there'd be a kim of tashbisu. And all the Rishonim, of course, disagree with him. So that we'll do after we finish next week's Gemara. Okay, we'll come back to that. Okay, very good.